This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America is already suffering a food shortage, which can be felt by rising costs and emptying shelves at the grocery store. But this is a cakewalk. It's going to get much worse. The writing, as they say, is on the wall. Any reasonable person can see that this is all being done deliberately. Over 10,000 cattle just died, and we are told that it was due to 100-degree weather. And in just the past 17 months, nearly 100 disasters have mysteriously befallen the American food industry. Dozens of catastrophic fires burning down food processing plants, in multiple cases caused by small aircraft crashing into them. Thousands of tons of meat destroyed. Over 2 million turkeys have been destroyed. Over 40 million chickens have been destroyed. And with the rising cost of fuel, farmers are unable to harvest their crops. And it's only just beginning. Remember, Joe Biden promised he would shut down oil and gas.
I have one final
question.
Would
he close down the oil industry?
It falls.
Would you close down the oil industry?
By the way, I have a transition from the oil industry, yes.
Oh,
I will transition.
It is a big statement.
That's a
because
big statement.
I would stop.
Why would you do that?
Because the oil industry pollutes significantly.
Oh, I see.
Here's the deal. But
that's a big statement.
That. Well, if you let me finish the statement, because it has to be replaced by renewable energy over time. Over time.
That's the biggest statement.
Okay.
Because basically what he's saying is he is going to destroy the oil industry.
Okay.
Will you remember that, Texas? Will you remember that, Pennsylvania, Oklahoma?
Vice President Biden, let me give you 10 seconds to respond,
Ohio.
And then I have to get to the final question. Vice President Biden.
It takes everything out of context, but the point is, look, we have to move toward a net zero emissions.
But kiddo, I want you to just take a look, okay? You don't have to agree, but I want you to look in my eyes. I guarantee we're going to end fossil fuel, and I am not going to clock it.
And they are making good with their radical promise, except there is no alternative energy plan. The Biden administration is doing everything they can to shut down all fossil fuel in this country. And not only will that stop people from driving, all public transportation, all shipping, and all industry will come to a halt. Millions will lose their jobs, and hundreds of millions will starve to death. Whether you like it or not, civilization is dependent upon oil and gas, and our government is turning it all off. We are also still suffering a baby formula shortage, and what little we do have is being sent to the open southern border for the tens of thousands of hungry foreigners being brought in unchecked and flown to already struggling cities across America. And after several countries suspended the Moderna vaccine for adults due to safety concerns, the United States FDA just unanimously voted to inject your infant children with the deadly shot. Your government is trying to kill you. And if anyone thinks this is hyperbole or fear-mongering, they are not paying attention, or they are in shock. The only solution we are being offered is to vote, even though we have a rigged election system and two parties that work for the same corporate establishment. Starvation is coming fast, and people can only survive a few weeks without food. And so, what exactly will we do if the so-called red wave this November fails to turn the tide? Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Biological attack is imminent. Imminent. It's going to happen. It's not a question of will it happen, but when it happens.
A bioweapon release could be the thing they'd release to bring in a world government to counter a global problem. And the UN has said that a global pandemic is the only thing that may save their world government.
This is a biological warfare agent that has leaked out of the Wuhan laboratory.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Waging war on corruption, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Endangered species caged in fright, shot in cold blood, no chance to fight.
Well, what have Democrats, liberals, and now they run the government, so the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, been telling you about, warning you about, as the biggest threat?
White nationalists, yeah. White nationalists and Trump supporters you need to be on the lookout for.
But then what does reality tell us? Oh, no, it's actually the left that is violent, and it is the Democrat Party historically that is known for domestic terrorism. But because the Republican Party, you know, really, I guess what it comes down to is the Republican Party has been riding the gravy train for so long that they just let the Democrats engage in the domestic terrorism without calling them out. But we have Republicans, or it's via the Republican Party, that populists that aren't in it for money or power or fame, but to actually save this country, are starting to get into Congress. That's the Marjorie Taylor Greens, Lauren Boberts, Paul Gosars, Rand Pauls, and others, Matt Gaetz, that actually understand what's going on. But back to the issue at hand. Aside from the violence, look at the hypocrisy here. U.S. Capitol Police arrest Stephen Colbert staffers at House Office Building charged with illegal entry. Oh. Now, they're liberal Democrats, so they probably won't be punished at all, but and there's still a lot of details lacking in this story. The media is probably going to try to cover it up. The Democrats are probably going to try to cover it up. But what we're supposed to believe is that, well, we know that Stephen Colbert's team of writers and staffers did not have press passes to get into the building or to cover the January 6th hearing. Now, apparently, they had been interviewing a member of the Democrat Party, I guess this week. I forget which member. It was a lesser-known member of the Democrat Party. And the story you're supposed to believe is that they tricked that Democrat staffer into letting them in the building and that they were claiming, oh, we're just here to interview the congressman. And then the staffer lets him into the building. Now, I don't believe that because they got called. They got called. The police were called on them because they were walking around unescorted. And the actual complaint, the call was that they were disruptive. Now, tell me, if you're an if you're a staffer or an aide for a congressman, are you going to let someone into the building and then just abandon them? Does that add up to you? Not to me, but that's the official story. And so then they're roaming around trying to get access to January 6th, apparently being disruptive, end up getting arrested. Now, for me personally, I'd say, okay, give them a citation. Maybe you could arrest them. I don't even think they probably deserve to be in cuffs, quite frankly. But, okay, you know, escort them out of the building, give them a citation, maybe a fine, community service, day in court, whatever. I think that's perfectly justified, and that'd be justice to me. But, see, if you're a Republican or a conservative and you do that, it's not so easy. So will it be the easy way out for these Stephen Colbert staffers? My guess is they won't even have a charge or a fine or nothing. And so it'll be yet another example of the two-tiered justice system. The two-tiered justice system. Democrats are above the law. There's no white privilege in this country. It's liberal Democrat privilege. But they're also the terrorists. Pro-abortion activists in blood-soaked outfits. Folks, literally, it's this weird thing they do. They cover themselves in blood. I don't get it. But that's what they do. I guess it's all about shock and awe. And then they carry around babies, little baby dolls covered in blood, too. And this is supposed to be a pro-abortion event? Folks, these people have lost their minds. They're literally deranged monsters now. And they go out there with, like, makeup smeared all over their face, blood smeared all over their outfits, and baby dolls covered in blood. And this isn't a pro-abortion event? I'm sorry. How does smearing makeup on your face have anything to do with your rights? How does putting blood all over your body and over a baby doll have anything to do with a right? And how is that pro-abortion? I mean, you're showing the world you like killing babies? I'm just not getting it. But why should I try to understand what these deranged lunatics are thinking? They're psychotic. But hey, they just try to assassinate Supreme Court justices. They just publish their private addresses. They publish the addresses of their children's schools. Democrats vote to not give them extra security because they're trying to kill them. And then they send their wild, deranged, wacky-eyed, nut-job, psychotic protesters out there with blood-drenched clothes and baby dolls and smeared makeup all over their face. And somehow this is supposed to convince me that I should be in support of abortion. An interesting strategy. U.S. abortion ruling nears. U.S. Supreme Court erects barricades to the public. Now, why would the Supreme Court have to erect barricades around their building? Why would that be? Are Trump supporters coming to town? Are the Proud Boys organizing an event? Oh, no, that's right. It's Democrat terror season. Forgot. It's the liberal summer of rage. In fact, guys, do we have our drop ready? I should have been on you guys with that. It is the liberal summer of rage, though. So they're raging. And the Supreme Court has to build a barricade now to protect themselves from Democrat terrorists. But does the FBI investigate that? Does the FBI comment on that?
Liberal summer of rage.
Oh, never heard of it. I don't know about a liberal summer of rage. I'm just building walls around the Supreme Court for no reason at all. I'm building walls around the Supreme Court because the Christian Catholics, the pro-lifers, are about to come out here. Yeah. Who believes that? And they're out there posting their signs all over D.C. calling for a night of rage. I mean, I'd be a mastermind if I was planning all this, like, for a show stunt. I mean, I would deserve an award. I deemed this the liberal summer of rage months ago and started running it as a talking point and that little stinger you saw. And now they're actually calling it their summer of rage, their nights of rage. I didn't even plan it this way. I'd be a marketing genius. I wish I had that much control. No, they're that predictable. I know them better than they know themselves. I understand the liberal psychology so much, excruciating. It's excruciating to know what goes on in these psychotics' heads and to know what they're going to do next. Liberal summer of rage. And now here you go. DC call to action. Night of rage. So on their banner. Night of rage. You said you'd riot.
To our oppressors. If abortions aren't safe, you're not either.
Who's oppressing you? Who's making you have sex? Who's making you get pregnant? No one. That's called rape. That's a crime. No one's debating that.
But it's our summer of rage. And so we will rage.
Guys, didn't you hear? They're building walls in D.C. and businesses are boarding up in D.C. because the Christians are coming to town. Because the Christian conservative Trump supporters are coming to town and the white nationalists. Oh, no, that's right. It's the Democrat terrorists again. That's what it is. That's the one. The liberal summer of rage is upon us. And they're allowed to do it. They're allowed to put out manifestos where they say we're burning churches. We're burning pregnancy centers. They're allowed to put up flyers that say it's time for us to rage and riot. But, oh, you stand on the steps of the Capitol? The FBI and the DHS are coming for you and your family and spying on you and getting all your records. Wow.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stranger to the rain, I'm a friend of thunder. Friend, is it any wonder lightning strikes me? I fought with the devil, got down on his level, but I never gave in, so he gave up on me.
We're back here live on the Alex Jones Show. Alex Jones is coming up later on in this transmission. Christy Lee hosting Sunday Night Live tonight as well. You know, ladies and gentlemen, band.video is really blowing up. More and more people are seeking out the information that InfoWars is providing than ever before. And obviously, band.video is the place for all of our videos and our archives, going back for years now since we've had to build our own platform. But it's also the other great hosts and musicians and artists and comedians and reporters and everything else there too. Now, we pay for that. We bring people on that are banned on social media, like Savannah Hernandez, and we give them channels on band.video because we believe their work is important and needs to be seen. And we are happy to pay for that. We're happy to pay for that bandwidth. We're happy to house all these other great people on band.video. But it's expensive. So just remember, it's not just InfoWars that's being supported when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com and when you support some of the sponsors that we've had on as of late. You're supporting free speech in general. You're supporting an entire plethora of reporters and hosts and comedians and musicians that are getting banned everywhere else, but that we say, hey, you come to band.video. We believe you're important. We believe in your free speech. So that's why InfoWarsStore.com is so important, ladies and gentlemen. And we make it easy. We make it easy for you by giving great supplements and great specials on our supplements. So, yeah, we've got immune support formula is fantastic on its own. The vitamin D3 gummies with calcium are fantastic on their own. The Survival Shield X2 is fantastic on its own. The Whole Food Multivitamin is fantastic on its own. But we put all of those four great supplements into a pack. It's called the Ultimate Immune Support Pack, and it's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We just said, hey, what are some of the best things for your immune system that we have at InfoWarsStore.com that we can put into a package deal and have a big discount on for our audience? And that's what we landed on. So that's the Ultimate Immune Support Pack, 60% off, Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine, Vitamin D3 Gummies with Calcium, the Immune Support Formula, which is just all natural, all organic supplements known to support your immune system, found in nature like elderberry, astragalus root, angelica root, and so much more. And then the Whole Food Multivitamin, which, again, I just have right here. I could read it off. Just so many things. It gives you the 100% daily value of different vitamins and minerals you need packed into one multivitamin there. And all of that is in the Ultimate Immune Support Pack, 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But, hey, that's just one way to support us. There's all kinds of different supplements, and we still got T-shirts and hats and DVDs and books and preparedness gear and so much more. And right now with the Super Summer Sale, you get double Patriot points with every order that can be used for future purchases. So that's big stuff. InfoWarsStore.com, everything we do here is made possible when you support us at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, we've got some news here. Let's talk about what's going on in Ukraine. Is it getting worse? Is it getting better? And by the way, there was a general in the UK that just made a statement too, guys. I think the Daily Mail has a story. I don't have it on my desk. Basically, he's telling his troops to prepare for World War III with Putin. Will you guys find that for me and either bring it to me right now or just put it on the screen? Either way, it's fine. But here's some of the other headlines there. The craziest thing about seizing Russian super yachts is that the U.S. has to pay for them, Biden's national security advisor says on hot mic. Well, I don't know if that's the craziest thing. I mean, yeah, we are paying for them. That's our operation, Biden's illegitimate, illegal war against Russia in Ukraine. It's ongoing. Yeah, thank you, guys. There it is on the screen, though. That's the headline I was talking about. Prepare to fight and beat Russia in a third world war, Britain's top general warns. New UK Army commander tells troops to brace for European land war in tub-thumping message as tyrant Putin menaces ex-Soviet states. Now, I don't want to go too off into this. I broke this down at length on the Alex Jones Show Friday, and I explained where the geopolitical pieces are falling. But I'll just say it like this. Folks, do not fall for the mainstream media narrative. Do not fall from the lies of the Democrat Party. They're going to pretend the lies of Ukraine were just a little sprinkle on top of the big lie that's about to come. The lies of Ukraine were just kind of a little window dressing on the big lie that's about to come. And they're going to try to convince people in Europe and America and Canada, because those are the only leaders that are going along with this, and I guess maybe the only people that are dumb enough to vote for it or support it. And they're going to say, oh, we're going to defeat Putin. It's going to be easy. Putin's a bad man, dictator, tyrant. He has no support. And I don't know what a kinetic war might look like. I just know that's what the story is going to be. That's what the narrative is going to be. That's what the promotion is going to be. And what they're not going to tell you is that actually most of the planet is with Russia and Putin. That's the gist of it. I'm just going to leave it right there for now because I don't want to go into it so deeply. I covered it on the Friday show of the Alex Jones Show. But so it's a hot mic, and the Biden advisor admits that, yeah, basically Biden's war against Russia and us going and seizing all these Russians' property is illegal, and we're paying for all of it. Well, no, what's crazier about it is not that we're paying for it. I mean, we pay for things much crazier than this, sadly. What's crazy about it is just how aggressive and illegal it is. The U.S. just going and seizing Russians' properties? Are you kidding me? And they think that's going to, they think that our leaders are so stupid, they think that's going to force these Russians to cut ties with Putin or throw Putin under the bus. It's going to do the opposite. Really, Joe Biden? You're going to go steal someone's yacht? And you think that's going to make them hate Putin? Especially if you convince people that it's because of Putin that they have these yachts and they're so rich. So, boy, they might like Putin if that's the case, don't you think? If that's what you believe, you think they might like Putin? So you think the all these millionaires, these Russian millionaires whose property you're illegally seizing, you think stealing their property is going to endear them to you? You think that's going to make them like you? Or do you think that's going to make them turn to Putin and say, bomb the hell out of this guy? I wish I could say that in Russian. Because that's what's happening. They're not going to Putin saying, you're bad, man. You're bad, Joe Biden, take my yacht. I blame you, Putin. It's like Joe Biden says, oh, your gas prices are going up. America's tanking because of Putin. Nobody believes that. But see, no, Putin gets it. Putin, I don't know what's going on with his health. Maybe it's a serious thing, maybe it's not. But he's on a serious crusade to end the New World Order. Putin lambasts the West and declares the end of the era of the unipolar world. You understand that? He's promoting nationalism. He's promoting sovereign nation states and freedom and prosperity. Everything the globalists hate. That's why they're coming.
There's an old Bedouin saying that's thousands of years old. And it goes like this.
trust in God, but tie up your camel. Hunter S. Thompson put it this way: pray to God, but row away from the rocks. If your boat is going towards the rocks, pray to God that you don't get smashed on them and killed, but also try to row away. You can't just sit there like a jellyfish. And it's the same thing with our immune system. God helps those who help themselves. We have a lot of amazing products on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com, like the Ultimate Immune Support Pack, our four best-selling products together at 60% off. We have the Trifecta Special, three of the best-selling items for 50% off, and X2 sold out, so important for your immune system, back in stock for 40% off for a limited time because we have limited supplies. In fact, one of these items, we only have 2,000 bottles of, so the ultimate sale will probably be over in just a few days. Take advantage of this and boost your immune system now and protect yourself and your family at InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
How could this be? InfoWars, next year's news today. World Health Organization chief believes COVID did leak from a Wuhan lab after a catastrophic accident. Yeah. In 2019. Despite publicly maintaining, all hypotheses remain on the table. So now even the World Health Organization and Tedros are being forced to admit what we knew all along, that COVID came out of a lab. And so you have to ask, why did they intentionally cover it up? Why have they been lying to us about it all these years? And then why come out and admit that that's the case now? But calling it an accident, oh, how laughable is that? That's like, you know, if you had an insurance company, and let's say you had an insurance policy with this company for 20 years, and then on Monday, you called up your insurance agent and you said, hi, I want to up my policy to the highest, most premium thing in case my property, my estate, it burns to the ground by fire, that I get fully reimbursed cash. And I say, okay, we'll switch that policy for you. And then Tuesday, your entire estate burns to the ground. Do you think your argument of it was an accident is going to hold water, or do you think the insurance company is going to have an investigation and find out that that was staged? It's like, oh, it was an accident. Really? Then how'd you have the COVID-19 vaccine contracts? Oh, it was an accident. Really? Then how did you do World Event 201 talking about the pandemic and calling it COVID? It was just an accident, but you seemed to know the accident was coming. So I guess that doesn't make it an accident at all, does it? No, it doesn't. An accident, he says. That's nice. So they lie to you for 2 years, and then they just lie to you a little bit more. Well, we can't be fully honest. So when are they going to be fully honest and tell you, yep, we made COVID in a lab. Yep, we released it intentionally. Yep, we used it to conquer the world. Yep, we used it for population control and the vaccine mandates. When are they just going to be fully honest and just tell you all that? Like InfoWars said from day one. Slowly but surely, they'll slowly admit everything we reported was right. And now they're telling you after years of denial, a report indicates that the head of the World Health Organization believes COVID-19 came from a lab in Wuhan, China. Wow. No kidding. You figured it out. Now, when are you going to tell us the vaccines are killing us? Confirmed, Pfizer COVID vaccine reduces sperm count in men. Another adverse effect of the forced vaccine tyranny. Again, it's all an accident, but they had all the contracts signed right before the accident magically happened. They just had it all ready to go. Ready to go. And now they're giving this clot shot that's killed more than 35,000 people, according to government data, to children. Experts and Republicans call out the CDC for approving the COVID jab for America's youngest children, citing a lack of efficacy data. Or maybe they should show the data. Maybe they should show the document releases that show the blood clots and the heart problems and the Guillain-Barré and everything else that comes with it that has skyrocketed since the vaccines came out. I mean, can you imagine? Let's see here. The number one side effect of the COVID-19 vaccine is myocarditis. And the COVID-19 vaccine was released in December of 19. And since January of 2020, we have seen a 10,000% increase in myocarditis. Boy, what could that be linked to? Who could possibly figure out this great mystery for us? They want to give those to your kids. And then every day you have the sudden adult death syndrome. That's what they call it. Sudden adult death syndrome. Don't dare call it a vaccine death. Another TikTok star, Gia Pastian, dies at 19. 19. 19. Healthy young girl. Sudden adult death syndrome. Sudden adult death syndrome. Keeps happening. This sudden adult death syndrome just keeps happening. It's amazing, isn't it? Just amazing stuff. And, you know, it's nice that there's one Hollywood person, one big actor, who's just taking on these lies head on and putting his voice on it and his face on it and is not ashamed or embarrassed at all. Probably more so than anyone else, honestly. And I'm not saying there's not other good ones out there. I think Rob Schneider and some others. But I think Russell Brand is probably, as far as a Hollywood actor or, you know, Hollywood celebrities are concerned, Russell Brand is probably number one in putting his will against this new world order, putting his will against the lies when it comes to COVID and everything else. So here's Russell Brand talking about the dangers of following the science in clip 11.
Here's an interesting fact, though. If you believe that vaccines are the best thing in the world and the necessary solution to the problem of the pandemic, and I know there are people that believe that as well, a significant number of people believe that, then shouldn't they have been made readily available in poorer countries, or does it only matter that richer countries have access to that medicine? There's a problem there, particularly when these ideas are couched in neoliberalist politics that are all about fairness and sharing and kindness. And whenever there's any cynicism and doubt, you're a conspiracy theorist, you're a nutter, you're against progress, follow the science. We've just heard the problem with following the science is that the science follows the money. That's the issue. Science is a subset of commerce. Truly objective science, as is being suggested here, independent networks focused on scientific endeavour. Of course we want that. You'd have to be an idiot to sort of deny the effectiveness of bloody geniuses in laboratories looking at cells and examining the behaviour of viruses and medicines, although I would suggest there is some evidence that implies that that should be conducted with extreme caution, especially if you're near a wet market. There's all sorts of stuff comes out of those things. But science within extreme commercial and financial imperatives, we just accept as normal, because none of us appreciate the water that we swim in. This is our reality. So we just, oh, it's just normal. We have big business, shareholders. We don't do the research if it's not cost effective. We've grown up on that. But it's a problem when you present it as medically effective, socially responsible, personally necessary. There are many, many questions that are left unanswered, and not questions that are going to be asked by Klaus Schwab at the bloody Davos WEF puff piece factory that's primary intention, it seems to me, is to create a globalist technocracy, limit your individual power, your community, collective, and even national power.
Russell Brand on his show and podcast, really a great follow. I enjoy his content. And he's a true classical liberal that is just against big centralized government, against corporate greed and wealth, and just doesn't like the planet being lied to. I mean, that's what a liberal used to sound like, against war, against big corporations, against actual fascism. I mean, that's Russell Brand, but now, oh, they call Russell Brand a right-winger now, simply because he doesn't want the world to be conquered by some guy in a Star Wars clown outfit who wants you to eat bugs named Klaus Schwab, or some guy named Bill Gates who says he's going to depopulate the planet with vaccines and then tells you how great his vaccines are. It's like, oh, wow, you what did you just say? Oh, you must be a conservative. You must be a Trump supporter. No, that's just called common sense, actually. And so that's where we're at. But the truth is, outside of Europe and outside of North America, nobody's really falling for this crap, folks. That seems to be the trend to me. And really, it looks like these other countries have been waiting for a new kind of access of power, if you will, to emerge to push back against the corrupt Western regime that has been slowly morphing into the globalist corporate government. And now it looks like Russia is kind of taking that role, and then China is following them, and then Saudi Arabia is following them, and then India is following them, and then Iran is following them, and now all the dominoes are falling. They don't even necessarily have to have common goals or common politics or common governments. They just have to have the common understanding that the Western regime that's been in power and the force on this planet for decades has gone wacko, has gone completely psychotic, and is now trying to turn the planet into a corporate world government that they control. Let's not do that. Let's not do that. And your media and your politicians are trying to act like none of it's going on because they're in on it.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Dinesh D'Souza's new film, 2,000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have a high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2,000 Mules today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and, of course, Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate, get them together, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 Mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 Mules today.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
The puppet New World Order minion Joe Biden sat on a wall. The puppet of the New World Order Biden had a great fall. And all the puppet's horses and all the New World Order's men, not even Klaus Schwab could put him back together again.
Radio's narrative for months has been that Joe Biden is falling apart. You just heard Ben Shapiro say it, falling apart. And there he is riding a bike, out for a bike ride.
Stand up, Dr. Biden, how are you doing?
Happy anniversary.
Finally tonight, I want to say a few words about Joe Biden coming to a complete stop and then losing his balance and falling over. This isn't just emblematic of the design collapse of the United States or how he's been positioned to be the fall guy, quite literally and figuratively, and the scapegoat for this globalist program of deindustrialization and collapse. It's not just that. It's emblematic because when you watch the crowd cheering and hooraying whenever he knows how to drive a car or ride a bike, they are basically just fawning minions, most of the political operatives that are camp followers of his criminal regime. And then when he gets back up, they cheer. And when he does three little hops later in the day at a church to show how amazingly spry he is, they then cheer again. These people are pretending they're part of the power structure. They're pretending they're on the winning team. And they're pretending, as long as they prop up this zombie-like creature, that they somehow will be fulfilled. Well, all they got to do is look at their 401ks. All they got to do is look at the stock market. All they got to do is look at the value of their dollar. All they got to do is look at the collapsed open border and a quarter of Central America now living in the U.S. All they got to look at is the crime statistics. All they got to do is look in the mirror and know that they are chumps. They are suckers. They are fools, including the White House press secretaries, including Joe Biden, including everybody that works with evil and pretends they're on the winning team. That goes for Obama. It goes for the Rockefellers. It goes for the Rothschilds. It goes for Klaus Schwab. It goes for all of them. They can pretend to be God. They can act like dictators all day. They can try to crush little people and then propagandize that they're our saviors. But at the end of the day, they're parasites who ignore their own common sense and the spirit that God gave them. And they've turned against what's good and decent, and they've bought into the big lie. And so they, along with the rest of us, will be very, very badly hurt in that process. So that's really what this is emblematic of. And it's very, very sad that this is going on. But the behavior of the sycophantic crowds is really what is illustrative here. More than his falling down, it is their blind worship and going against their own instincts and their own common sense and what they see happening right in front of their faces. That is really, really scary because, yes, he's got dementia. Yes, he's addled. Yes, he's stumbling around and falling down. Yes, he doesn't know where he is half the time. Yes, he's a puppet. But isn't the joke really on the people that are fawning after this and that'll buy into anything? That's what the globalist system is. It's a murder of logic. It's a murder of the programming God gave us. It's a murder of our own life preservation instincts. And to go against that, that's everything they teach us. Humans are obsolete. Humans are dirty. Humans are bad. We're entering the post-human era. That's what Harari and all of them talk about. And they want us to just buy into this idea that we should just roll over and be slaves to globalists or be part of the slave master class and feed on our fellow humans, when at the end of the day, we end up destroying ourselves in the process. All right, Sunday Night Live is coming up. 2 more hours of live radio and TV. I want to thank Owen Shore for doing an amazing job. I want to thank the listeners and crew for all your work. Without you, we'd be in a lot worse position. So God bless, and I hope you have a great Father's Day.
And Alex Jones is back tomorrow. So you've been patiently waiting, and he will be back tomorrow, as honored as I've been to fill in here or try my best to do so. Alex will return tomorrow. And, you know, he said something right there that was so key that brings me back to where my mind was at and really where my heart is still at. My mind isn't quite there anymore because, you know, the mind thinks, the heart just beats and feels. But how the real joke is on those that actually believe Joe Biden. The real joke is on those that actually believe the mainstream media. The real joke is on the people that put the Ukraine flags in their bio. The real joke is on the people that fall for all this propaganda. And see, I realize that those people are all, they're on my team. I mean, they would believe, they would have you believe, they would argue that they're on team good versus evil. They would tell you they're on team freedom versus slavery. Whether they're being honest about that is a whole other debate. But no, the real joke is on them. The real joke is on somebody that cheers for Joe Biden thinking he's doing such a great job. The real joke is on somebody that thinks it's Putin who's causing all the problems in this country. The real joke is on them. And I don't want the joke to be on them because those are my teammates. And the analogy that comes to my head, and this is why it's so frustrating,
I like to win. Doesn't everybody like to win?
Yes, actually. It's been psychologically proven. Most people like to win, but I don't think you need a psychological evaluation to know that. Most people like to win. So it's like, I just use sports analogies because that's the world I came from for politics. So I just use sports analogies to explain cultural, political developments. This is like if you're a defensive football player and the offense is about to run a screen and you're the middle linebacker and the captain of the defense and you tell your other linebackers and you tell the linemen in front of you and you say, hey, a screen is coming. They're about to run a screen. And they all turn around and they say, they're not running a screen. Look, they're lined up to pass. They're going to pass the ball. Everybody knows they're going to pass the ball. And you say, don't pass rush. They're running a screen. Do not pass rush. They're running a screen. Oh, yeah, right. And then, okay. And then nobody listens to you. Everyone pass rushes. They run a screen and they get an easy touchdown. And you're just sitting there saying, I told you they were running the screen. I saw the screen coming. You pass rushed anyway. And now they scored a touchdown. The joke's on you. But see, the joke's on all of us. Sure, I could sit there and point at my defensive line and linebackers and say, ha ha, look, you guys fell for the screen. Ha, they scored a touchdown on you. But then I'd be an idiot because they scored it on me too. That's what's so frustrating. You really think when they call the population on this planet, they're going to give you an olive branch? They look at you as the dumbest people on earth, you liberals. You believe that the world, you thought the world was already going to end. Barack Obama tells you the sea levels are going to raise 30 feet. He buys beachfront mansions. You guys are jokes to them. You really think they're going to invite you to their party? You really think they're going to invite you to whatever elitist events that they think they're going to have when they conquer the world? You really think they're going to invite them into their armored redoubts or underground bunkers? No! No! And that's what's so weird. It's like they really think they're fighting the 1%, but then they're the complete stooges of the 1%. Of the very rich people they think are so bad and so evil, they're the ones that are there being their willing foot soldiers. And it's just like, you realize you're going to get crushed in all this too. That's why they're on the same team as I am, because we're all set for destruction. We're all set to become slaves. We've all been sentenced to death by the New World Order. So we're on the same team. And that's what's so frustrating, because I don't want to see my team fall for the screen pass when we all know it's coming. And that's what's going on. But it's just, this is a perfect example. This is a perfect example of them falling for the pump fake screen pass. House Democrats propose 1,000% tax on AR-15s, and liberals love it. Democrats jumping up and down. Oh, so only rich people can have guns. Like, do you not even see what you're doing here? And it's all in response to the Uvalde thing, which turns out was a police stand down. I mean, I don't know how else to describe it. It's a total police stand down. Police went 77 minutes without trying to open the door where a shooter was inside killing children. And now the Uvalde officials have hired a law firm to block the release of all these records because it's so embarrassing. But hey, take innocent people's guns because the police stood down during a mass shooting. Okay. Christy Lee coming up with Sunday Night Live.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.